Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Supercross Talk gang's all here in studio today. Sedano and Cap. And so I was driving home yesterday, and I was listening to you guys. And
I thought you were listening to the PTI podcast.
Yeah. They did not download.
What did we say?
They did not download it in time. So I was listening to you guys.
We called you a party pooper.
You pointed out two things. You said we don't like it when Ireland runs Supercross Talk because he talks about sports. We don't want to talk about sports.
Yeah.
And he's serious all the time, so we don't talk about serious. And Cap says that when I say I'm going to play something is the red flag. that means they're about to get...
Well, so, actually, that for us, that's the white flag.
Yeah. So, Jorge,
pull
up the news report from Utah. No. Okay, so this is enough, I think, non-sports.
Okay.
It's enough Sedano and Cap.
Okay.
And it's interesting. Two girls showed up at a Utah football game, Utah students, in just body paint.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Zero.
And it has caused a ruckus, as you will hear, Cap, in this
from
clip.
The waist up, so it's clear.
In this
so
clip,
from the waist
I'm going to
up.
Play from a Salt Lake City newscast. Hit it, Jorge.
Well, the University of Utah says police are now investigating an incident at this weekend's football game where two women went topless in front of thousands of people. News specialist Shara Park joins us live from Rice-Eccles Stadium tonight with the story. Shara?
Yeah, Ashley, this incident drawing frustration from a lot of Utah fans who want to know why the university or security didn't stop these two women at the gate as they started to enter. Now, I do want to warn you that we do have images, some photos of these women we're going to show you, but they are blurred in certain areas. Now, this incident, as you mentioned, happened this weekend at the game against SUU here at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Several witnesses jumping online saying that they saw the two women outside the stadium topless, wearing body paint on their chests. Others saying they saw the women walking through security and sitting in their seats. Local YouTuber, family advocate, and Utah alumni Malia Johnson was at the game with her husband and two children and says she stood about 10 feet behind the topless women as they walked in. She says she went to security, who claimed they couldn't do anything about it, so she shared her frustration on Instagram.
A Utah football game is supposed to be a safe, family-friendly environment. There were thousands of children there. And I think for me, the issue about this and why I shared about it to create some noise, to create awareness about this in the first place, was because this is not a gender issue. This is not a discriminatory issue. This is about lewdness against minors.
All right, you guys are both parents. Scott Kaplan, George Sedano. Is this A, Cap, lewdness against minors, or harmless fun? What say you? God.
Come on, man, really? Now look, it's in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right.
So let's start off with that.
Okay.
If that's at a USC game, everybody's, you see those hot chicks that weren't wearing shirts that had body paint? That was dope. But in Salt Lake, they're like, oh my goodness, there's boobies.
Yeah. You know? George, harmless or a crime against children?
I would say harmless, but I also believe that in this country in general, we are way too freaked out by nudity.
Like, I agree.
I think
this is such bleepery.
You go to other countries. It is bleepery. You go to other countries and they laugh at us at our quote unquote puritanical views on
completely
stuff like
agree
this.
With you. I went to Italy with my wife and we went to a pool at a hotel and this young couple with two kids, probably 10 and 8.
Yeah.
Kids come in, jump in the pool. Wife sits down next to me in the lounge chair, takes off her top. I look at my wife and I say, literally, this is what they mean when they say, when in Rome.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Yeah. She goes, no way, not doing
why?
It.
What
for whatever reason, people in the United States are uptight about nudity.
They are. They're uptight is the word, but it just is what it is. But look, I think there's certain, like to your point, I think that if that happens here, I think less people care about it.
Yeah.
I think if it happens, let's say in New York, less people care about it. Miami, maybe.
For sure.
But it's like, you know, certain parts of the country, they're just going to get all up in arms over stuff.
All right. The other
thing, I would also say, sorry, John, I would also say that outrage is our new national pastime.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Love it. Yes. We love it.
All right. The other thing we were talking about that I wanted to throw at you guys was that a lot of people make it a big deal out of the fact this has been all over my feed. Leonardo DiCaprio broke up with his girlfriend who was 25.
Yeah.
And some guy did a Reddit page.
How old is he?
47.
Yeah.
Okay. That he's had 9 relationships in the last 22 years, and no one has been over the age of 25. No matter, he just keeps getting older.
Wasn't Jack that way for a long time?
Yeah. I don't understand why this is a thing. As long as it's consenting, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Why is this a thing, Cap?
I don't know, but
Andy
man,
says it's a little creepy.
Which part? Is it creepy?
It starts getting creepy, I think.
I think you use the word skeevy, which is a fun word.
The older,
I mean, he's 47 now, but for the last, how many years did you say?
22.
Yeah, I mean, 22 years ago.
Right.
Like,
well,
it was 20.
No, it was not. It was not always skeevy.
Or 25.
Yeah. Like, and I'd forgotten about this because I saw this chart. I forgot that. I mean, like 2 decades ago, he and Giselle dated.
Right.
Like,
really?
I'd forgotten.
Yeah, Tommy.
I'd forgotten that Giselle had actually been around.
You know, allegedly, Giselle and Tommy are not living together, so maybe you know.
Well, you know, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
That.
But I don't blame her. Do you blame her?
No.
I totally get
it. This is where I'm going.
So, yeah, go ahead.
That are you team Tom or team Giselle? Her version of events is, look, the guy has been telling me for years he's going to be more a part of the family and he's going to retire. I finally get him to retire and then he changes his mind and screws me over. Brady says, look, I only have so much time in my career. I can still play at a high level. I want to milk every ounce out of my talent. Based on just those sets of facts, Cap, are you team Tom or team Giselle?
I'm team Giselle. And that probably surprises you, don't you think, George?
Because he's your boyfriend.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if I were in Tom Brady's shoes, I'd want to be doing what Tom Brady's doing. But if I were in Giselle's shoes, I'd be like, hey, like, we got all the money in the world. We've got all this fame. We're young people. We're healthy people. Let's go live life. I'm putting my whole life on hold so that you can play football. You've already won everything.
There's
there
nothing
is to win.
More for him to do
yeah,
in
no
this
upside.
Sport.
Yeah, there's no upside. Here's the thing. I can relate to this in a way because here's the other part of the equation. And Cappy and I talked about this briefly yesterday, John. And I'm curious to get your thoughts and Andy's thoughts. She's also kind of put her own career on hold. Not that she's doing a ton of modeling, though she certainly still can, but she's a brand in a lot
right.
of ways. And I would imagine there's a lot of business that she has put on hold because of that. And I can attest to that because I'll give you an example, a personal example. When I took the job at ESPN in 2013, when I went to Connecticut, okay, my wife was a news producer in Miami at the CBS O&O station. When she went... When we were going to move to Connecticut, she was going to go work in the New York office. And because of corporate HR rules or whatever, they could only give her a cost of living increase, not the salary she negotiated. So she said, you know what? We're betting on you. I'll go raise the kids. She spent 8 years before going back to work till just last year.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, we have to balance it, which is why I work from home some days, because I'm like, I can't tell my wife who put her career on hold for 8 years, oh, you can't go to work anymore because I've got to
be in the
studio every day.
Here's the other thing, too. People are going to say, well, Tom Brady, he only has X amount of years left that he can play football.
Yeah, that's me. I would say that.
Right, except she is a model.
Correct.
Which
there's
means
only X amount of years there,
exactly.
Too.
She's on the exact same clock that he's on.
How do you guys think this ends? Do you think Brady finishes the season in Tampa?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But this is it.
And by the way, I bet you she's pissed because, you know, that story the Boston Globe had a couple months ago about him trying to finagle his way to Miami and get part ownership. I'm sure, first of all, there's a huge, I mean, humongous Brazilian contingent in South Florida. It's like outside of Brazil, it's the largest contingent of Brazilians. So she would feel more at home there. Also, my guess is she could probably do a lot more business that she wants to do in Miami, because if you're a corporation in New York or LA, you're probably going to pass through Miami. Chances are you're not passing through Tampa all that often.
You think next year when Brady's retired and he's working for Fox, you think that she's cool with it all?
Well, that's easy though.
Yeah, but it's still
he's not going to practice every day,
right?
And you know,
that's literally he's flying in on freaking Friday night or
probably
Saturday.
Private. And,
and he's in and he's out Sunday.
Probably by that time, she'll be like, okay, listen, you've been here too much. Like, why don't you go a day early? Like, go interview some people
or
something.
Right, but it's literally like 2 days.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, he lives this life 7 days a week during the football season.
Anita Marks was on with us earlier, and she says Chargers win tonight outright. And she's like the second or third person I've heard say it. Who do you like tonight, Cap?
Well, of course I like Kansas City. I mean, naturally. I mean, that's who I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
But listen, the Chargers.
We wanted to do a Charger, I don't want to call it anti-Charger. How about this? We wanted to do a Monday Night Football watch party when they play in October. So people can come watch Cappy either celebrate a potential loss of the Chargers or mock him when the Chargers win.
Yeah, I think
who's the opponent on that night?
Denver Broncos. Denver. Yeah.
So here's the thing. I think this stat is that in the last 16 games, the Chiefs are 13-3 against the Chargers. But in the last four games that Justin Herbert's been the quarterback, they're 2-2. And the Chargers won at Arrowhead last year.
Yeah, so, and then almost won again. They lost in overtime here.
And the thing is that if you play in Arrowhead in November or December, weather can become a factor for the Chargers.
Not really in September.
But not tonight.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean,
They're lucked out in that way.
Yeah, all things being equal tonight, the Chargers have a great chance to go in there and pull the upset. If they do, you think that there's a hype train for the Buffalo Bills? Get ready.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Why have you guys talked about Greg Bergman's appearance on the Barrett Sports Media Producer podcast? Do you know of this?
I don't even know what happened.
Oh, my God.
I listened to it.
That's a big deal.
I listened to it on the drive-in, all 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Now,
wait
short
a minute.
And sweet.
I listened
13
yesterday.
13 minutes? Yeah. What, did you give Greg Popovich one-word answers
there? They had 3 minutes of an intro first, so it was only 10 minutes.
So, what I would... Now, Greg, I want to ask you some questions.
I'm afraid of this.
I wish we would have cut this up.
I cannot believe you haven't heard this, John.
I didn't even know it existed.
So much of this podcast is about you.
You should listen to it all the way home.
Yeah, no, dude, it's about you.
It was nice stuff.
He talks about you. He basically
says... I said nice stuff.
You did say nice stuff, but he basically said you don't want to ever prep.
He doesn't.
That's interesting.
No, you don't want to talk. I said you don't like to talk before the show.
This week alone, because Mason's out.
Yeah.
I'm blocking everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so Andy's contributed a couple of things. Yeah. And so I always say to Greg, if you've got anything.
Yeah.
yesterday I didn't.
Like three things at
least. I felt like those emails were a little longer than that, John.
Okay. But twice this week, Bergman has said to me, first time was, I got called into a meeting, can't do anything. Last night was, crap, I forgot.
I just forgot last night. Yeah.
So,
I did.
So the truth of the matter is, I'm the only one that's prepping.
Are you playing
golf? No, it's different.
Are you playing golf this week?
Prep is different. That was not what the question was.
Here's the only thing. Here's the other thing. He started the conversation because I think he got guilted in because the host of the show likes baseball. So he asked them, how much Shohei Ohtani do you guys talk on the air?
I know. Why didn't you tell him the truth, Bergie?
And you lied to him.
I did not. We talk about it as much as we can, which is not much.
You didn't say that. He said we talk about it as much as we can.
We try and bring up Ohtani. We absolutely try and bring up Ohtani.
Talk about
I would say once a week would be the right answer to that.
Maybe max.
I also thought that was funny because I was like, you know, the perception of this guy, he's probably in New York, is that we're all talking about Ohtani out here when we're not.
Right.
And instead of Bergie going, you know, the truth of the matter is we don't really talk much about it at all.
Right.
It's kind of barely on the local radar. He kind of danced around it a little bit. Bergie, are you impressed that me and George both listen to this?
I am. I actually am impressed.
I saw it was only 13 minutes, so I figured I could listen to it.
For me, it was my warm-up on the Peloton.
But once I found out that Sedano listened to it, I know he was going to come on here.
Did you go 13 minutes double speed?
Of course.
No, just single speed.
That's how Trudell listens. He listens at 1.5 speed, and I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I could do it, but it's not fun.
I've landed on 1.25.
1.25?
1.25 I found is a really good compromise between you've got stuff to do, you're trying to fit it in, but it doesn't go by so fast that you don't absorb it. What,
Lindsay, can you start cutting up some of Greg Bergman on that podcast? I want to play that on our show today.
Yeah, specifically.
What else did you...
I mean, you can just ask me right now the exact same question. No, I'll give you the same answers.
Okay, what else stood out
so
to you?
So the guy who's interviewing Greg says...
Sean, you got to listen to
this. Well, what about a guy like John Ireland? And this is what he said.
He said like Michael Kay.
He said, he goes, John Ireland, who is the Lakers play-by-play voice,
how do you
like Michael Kay in New York, who's the Yankees play-by-play guy, he can't possibly see everything.
Yeah.
And Bergman said, and John, you should listen to this, Bergman said, actually, the thing about Ireland is he does see everything and he does read everything. And that's when he went into this whole tangent about how, but the thing Ireland is, he doesn't want to talk before the show.
I know,
He wants to be surprised on the show. So we email stories and we go through content, but in terms of talking before the show, he doesn't want to do that. He wants natural reaction, which I can appreciate that. So I thought it was,
Wrong?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Was that wrong? Good. I don't think that was wrong.
No, that wasn't wrong, but you did kind of intimate that he doesn't like to prep.
No, that's what
I would argue that
there's emails
do
back
more,
and forth.
I do more research than anyone on the show.
Yeah.
That
also, the funniest part, as we both have known, I've always said Greg is great on the air, and I feel like he gets bent out of shape about that because the guy asked him about like the producer path of being on the air as opposed to management, and Greg like. He said all the right things, but you can tell him, Greg, you're on the air a lot. It's good.
Yeah, but I mean, there is a path for people that are producers to go into management. That was the question. That was what the question was. Yeah, but there is that path.
You said like it's really viable like three times.
Well, he said his answer was.
I tend to talk fast and just whatever comes off the top of my head, and sometimes I repeat myself.
The question was, what do you suggest to people who are producers who want to get into management? And Bergman had, I thought, a pretty thoughtful answer. He said, know how to do everything.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because he said he knows Wide Orbit and Next Gen. Doesn't Chris do all that stuff around
Chris
here?
Chris does all of that, but yeah, I'm very much involved with a lot of the things that happen around
speaking
here.
Speaking of Chris, did one of you guys say this week that you've never been to Trader Joe's?
You did.
I didn't. No, I've been to Trader Joe's a lot.
I go to Trader Joe's every Sunday morning.
I heard Chris say
that Chris did say, but he got it wrong. I'm trying to figure out who he confused me with.
Because I saw it on social media.
I did say
that you said you didn't
that I've never seen the Golden Girls.
Right.
Yep.
Just shocking.
True, which I know really offended you yesterday.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
But I still won your game.
Which
you
was
did
weird.
Win the game.
Yeah, but it was lucky.
I was just going to say Trader Joe's has the best snacks.
Yeah, Trader Joe's, and there's a great one in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering who it is that's never been to Trader Joe's. Chris got it confused with somebody.
It ain't me.
I literally go every Sunday morning. My daughter and I go every
Sunday
morning.
I can see Mason not going to Trader Joe's because it's pricey.
Yeah.
But I know he's been in there.
You know what, though? It's actually not that pricey, depending on what you want, because everything's price locked.
Yeah.
The only problem with Trader Joe's is some things that I want that I get at Vaughn's or Ralph's, they don't have.
Meats, chicken, stuff like that. That's less expensive at like the Vaughn's, the Ralph's, the place like that, because sometimes it goes on special. Everything, again, at Trader Joe's is price locked, but like fruits, vegetables, stuff like that, I think it's, if nothing else, competitive.
My problem is coffee creamer. They don't have my coffee creamer at Trader Joe's. So then in the same shopping center I go to, there's a Trader Joe's and a Ralph's. So I go to Trader Joe's, and then I walk over to the Ralph's to get my
there
coffee creamer.
In the same center?
Yeah, I know, isn't that
then
weird?
You're set.
Bergman, why don't you tell the producers podcast that we talk about Trader Joe's more than we talk about sports?
I kept trying to go towards that, saying, like, we're more about personality and do that, and he didn't ever come back to me and say, like, oh, let's follow up
over,
on that.
Man, take over.
The guy's in New York, and it's his. Like, you don't talk about sports 24/7?
Yeah.
What?
No, we shouldn't
he
be.
He felt offended.
I wanted him to follow up, and he never followed up.
I was offended for
you. I was being a good guest.
Well, for 13 minutes, you were being a short guest.
Yeah. Ten minutes, 3 minute open.
All right, Super Crash Tracks brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Both of them in studio.
Talking about Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani, not a lot of sports, and nothing serious. Yes. Next, Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Bam, ba da bap. Bam, ba da bap. Do, ba da bap. Dig, 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 do, ba da bap. Ba da bum, bum.
Ba, be da bap.
Do, de da do.
Ding, da da ding.
That was you. That was
Grant,
your turn.
Grant in LA is tweeting us already.
Yeah, what's going on?
Saying Ireland about a month or two ago said he had never been to Trader Joe's. It was a thing. He made it clear he's never been. What is it, John? John, if you're listening to us and not the PTI podcast, Grant in LA wants to know.
In my family, we don't pronounce the J as a J. We pronounce the J as an H. So we call it Trader.
Han? Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like as in John.
Laura's just giving me a look like, you're not really about to say this, are you?
Yeah.
Why, though?
I don't know. We just think it's funnier. We just think it's funnier to not pronounce the J, to pronounce it as an H.
Is that like the people that calling Target Tarjay? Like,
I guess. I guess that's their thing. Yeah. I have a question to get things started. Just a quick point of information, and somebody could help me out here for a second.
Go ahead.
So does everybody here today want to watch this game between the Chargers and the Chiefs?
Do we get Fox 11 in here?
I think so.
I specifically expressed that we should get Fox, because we definitely don't get Amazon
well,
in
that's,
here.
Well, that's precisely where I'm going.
Yeah.
Is do you guys know that to get Prime Video, like I thought about this earlier today. You guys got to give me a little bit of credit. I thought ahead here, okay?
Okay.
So I have Prime Video on my home TVs, right?
Uh-huh.
Smart TVs.
Right.
And I didn't know that I had it, but I pushed the remote control and I said Prime Video, and then it popped up and I'm like, yes, I'm going to be able to watch these games, right? So today I went to Amazon on my phone, looking for the game. Like, where's it going to be? And all I could find was like dog food, some steamer that I just recently bought, toilet paper, paper towels, you know, the stuff I buy on Amazon.
There's an app.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole key. Yep. So you have to have the Amazon Prime Video app on your phone.
Yeah.
Most people know that, I feel like. They're not trying to, like, buy stuff.
Especially if you're listening to my reads all week.
Yeah.
Right. So here's the thing, though. But I know that here in our studio, we are using DirecTV.
Correct. But Fox, the games are on locally in the local markets.
Okay.
So Fox 11 cut a deal with Amazon, and it's on Fox 11, which is why I need to know if we have Fox. I know on this TV, because we have DirecTV, we have Fox 11, but we needed to make sure it's on these so I can see.
All right.
If not, Cappy can only see.
Well, but the thing is that
I got to break my neck, and then you're going to have to fix my neck like you did Chris.
I'll do it. I'll crack it.
No, make that noise.
It's
okay.
So that's what I was thinking to myself today was, am I going to be watching this game on my computer monitor in front of me?
No.
Or are we going to be able to actually watch the game on all the TV monitors that are happening here in the studio?
Grab that remote right there. One of those DirecTV remotes. Just put in Channel 11. Well, you know what? Yeah, you just do it now, because I would imagine there's got to be... They're going to have news on or something, and then eventually they'll go to the game.
What are you doing over there,
just
Lindsay?
Just press 11.
She's turning on
my computer because Greg apparently screwed this up.
Wait, for a guy who knows how to do everything?
No, but right. He knows how to do wide orbit and all these other, media software.
All right. I am now good to watch this game.
Okay. There it is. It's on.
I'm now good to watch.
It's the pregame show.
Okay. Now, I just tweeted something. George, I don't know if you've seen my tweet or not.
No, I have not.
Please take a look at it.
I've been off social media mostly.
Okay. Take a look at the tweet I just sent out a few moments ago, probably about 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago or so, and tell me what you see about this picture.
By the way,
tweeted.
I just typed in Kaplan on my search, and I want you to know that you are the first Kaplan that comes up.
Very nice.
I mean, Emily Kaplan is the second one,
okay.
ESPN colleague here, but you are the first one.
So. I do not know Emily Kaplan yet.
She's our hockey insider.
I know who she is.
Incredible.
I have not met her.
Very nice lady.
Okay.
All right. Is that the Rams NFL logo or the Chargers logo? It is the Rams logo on SportsCenter. You're right.
So SportsCenter.
So you're going to are you calling out the noble Kevin Nagandi and L. Duncan?
Not really.
You're calling out the graphics people.
Not really.
Oh.
I'm calling out whoever at ESPN had the sense of humor to say, let's see if anybody picks up on...
No, I think that was just a mistake.
No, no mistake.
Yeah.
No, that was intentional. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the graphics department at SportsCenter thought to themselves, let's use the Rams logo behind Justin Herbert rather than the Chargers logo.
Time out. Linz, you have to... I'll just do it. It's the side of the TV where on the buttons. That one doesn't have a remote.
I'll get it during the break.
Yeah. No, don't worry. I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, you're actually going to have to physically climb up there and do that?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's fine.
That's very athletic of you.
I can climb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a hiker.
There's a way to
I know you are.
Yeah. Computer. We'll figure it out.
All right. Yeah. So this game tonight.
Yeah.
Listen.
Thank you, Lindsay.
If you love football, I love football. So I don't really care who's playing.
Yeah.
But this is a great game tonight.
It is a great game. And for you to say that is even more impressive.
Well, listen, I loved the Chargers-Raiders game on Sunday, even though I was rooting for the Raiders and I was disappointed with the outcome.
Correct.
I still wanted to see a great game.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday night football game.
Yeah.
And you've got two division rivals with two of the best young quarterbacks in the entire league. Mm-hmm. One already has a Super Bowl championship and has been to a second one.
Yeah.
On the other side, you got a guy that some people think is not only the best quarterback in the league currently, but may eventually be the best quarterback that the league's ever known. I mean, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, but that's neither here nor there necessarily. But the point is, for the first like big Thursday night game, I mean, last week obviously we had the Rams, but that was the kickoff of the season. Thursday night football, Chiefs, Chargers, these two quarterbacks, this Charger defense against that offensive line of the Chiefs. What is Patrick Mahomes going to do? He's going to be flying all over the field, I got to think, because he's got to avoid that pass rush.
Yeah.
So, listen, guys, here's what I can say. It's 4:23 in the afternoon. We're 45 minutes away or so from kickoff. Everybody who's listening right now, George, just hang with us all afternoon because we'll be all watching the game together, is what I'm getting at.
We are. We are going to be watching together.
Now, by the way, when you watch a game, food is an important part of watching a game.
Yeah? Now, you want us to order food?
Well, yesterday...
Well, Only Sanch.
Right.
Gelato Drew.
Right.
Sent us some Cassell's burgers.
Right.
We weren't here. We're here today, though.
But
they're in the fridge, I believe.
Well...
Laura said.
Well, hold on. You said they, and that intimates plural.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
How many are there? Just one?
One.
You can have it.
No.
I just had a poke bowl a little while ago.
No.
Yeah.
We must share.
Okay, you can split it then.
We have to split this because Gelato Drew sent these burgers.
Yeah.
And we have to try them.
No, and listen, we're all about,
being, you know, we're all a family here. Right. So the audience is part of the family. We have our own family here. You know, we're good.
Now, Laura, did you just have a little bit of one of those burgers just moments ago?
So the thing, he bought four, right? You three were not in studio, but Funchy was here. So
Funchy went to
Funchy
town.
Funchy was loving it.
So Funchy's like,
I told him, I was like, Funch, you can have mine.
I mean, you guys all did on air and off. And I said, listen, I can't even finish my own because these things are huge. So I don't know what to do. He's like, well, I'll take one. They offered it. And I was like, well, take one for your wife. You know, they're gonna be in the fridge. You know, we all work at radio stations. People take stuff sometimes. So, like, just take it and, you know, make sure that what's left over is in the fridge. So I cut, like, a half, maybe a little less than half of the burger that I was going to have because I didn't want to bite it.
Right.
And I left the rest in there. And then when I asked you today, I was like, hey, there's a full one, right? And then there's like a half of the one that I didn't finish. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I'll see. I want to see if George is going to want to share what he wants to do. And I was like, you know what? I haven't ate today, so screw it. I'm eating my other half. So,
but I saw you put what I thought was the burger in like a bowl, and then we're eating it with a fork. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to eat the bread. I didn't eat the bread, so I just ate the meat.
Okay,
just
gotcha. That I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
I didn't, because, you know, when you bite it, you're going to eat the bread.
Okay, I'm going to eat the bread.
So what are you going to do, Cappy, since you have a flight later tonight? Are you just going to stay here and watch the game, or are you going to go somewhere else to watch the game?
So I think when the show is over,
I'm
kind of figuring we might
just
be...
go to the airport-ish area and have some and watch the game there?
I don't know. Lindsay has offered, well, actually, I imposed, and asked her if she
that
would
give... That sounds more accurate.
Right. If she would give me a ride to the airport.
I probably would have offered anyway, though, Cap. Like, I live like not even 10 minutes from the airport.
So should we get done with the show here today at 7 o'clock? And stay at LA Live. Like, we go downstairs to Tom's. We could go over to the Yard House. I mean, there's a lot of places right here at LA Live where we can see the game. I figure we'll get off the air at 7. Game kicks off at 5:15. Should be like start of the second half when we at about 7 o'clock. Should we stay local right here and watch the second half and go get something? Or should we like, we can't leave. I got to see the second half, right?
I mean, you can listen to it on the radio on the drive-in. towards the airport.
Or we could, I was going to say,
Kevin Harlan, right, does the games.
Go near the airport. Yeah, and then you get like Tom Brady clips.
Right between the eyes.
It might be Iron Eagle tonight Thursday night. Even,
I mean, just as good, I think. Yeah.
Love Iron Eagle.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Lynn? Should we watch the game here at LA Live, or should we
care, Cap. Whatever you want to do.
All right. What are you doing after the show?
If you go towards the airport, I'll go with you because
that's
my direction.
Thinking. I feel like that makes more sense. Just find a place that's right off the freeway, closer to the airport.
Okay.
You know.
Should we invite Gelato Drew since he bought us burgers yesterday? Will you buy him a burger today?
We could always just buy him a burger at our next event, too. Okay. There's that. You know.
Or that, or we just get his address and we send him one.
Yeah. There you go.
This guy, what a sweetheart yesterday. Come
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Speaking of sweethearts, the Chargers are the sweetheart to the media right now. Everybody's sexy pick is the Chargers.
To win tonight or like to
in
do,
general, you know? And Austin Eckler has some words about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I want to, because I feel like even with your Charger hate, even you will agree with what Austin Eckler had to say. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Now, I love this song. I love Sade.
Smooth Operator.
Great song.
Smooth Operator.
I would watch her in concert 7 million times if I could.
You guys notice my dance moves when I sing that? It's like I'm a backup singer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Operator.
You just...
Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. I mean, good, right?
Yeah.
I want to know what's up with the eyes.
Well, I just kind of pick them up, you know, I make them really big and wide.
He's got a lot of pixie dust today.
No pixie dust?
Yeah. No pixie I finally dust? Feel okay. better. I was not feeling so hot this morning, but I feel
really?
Much better now.
Why? What was the problem?
I don't know. Just didn't feel great. My kids had a bunch of stuff, like, you know, kid stuff. Like,
okay.
Not feeling it. My daughter had a fever yesterday, so I think that's probably what I got. But I was fine. I'm fine now.
Don't give me anything.
No, I don't. I don't have anything. And I'm not, you know, I've tested for everything, so I'm fine.
You know that I'm traveling today. I'm going to Lindsay's crib, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm actually thinking, tell me what you guys think. I'm thinking I'm going to wear a mask today in the airport. You know, like,
I do.
Do you really still?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wear a mask in the airport and on the plane.
I do. Here's why. Number one, prior to COVID, do you know how many times I would take a trip for work and the guy next to me or the guy behind me or the guy in front of me
was hacking up a lung?
Hacking up a lung. Yes. Yeah. And I would end up getting sick.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm bringing a mask every time from now on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wear a mask tonight.
And especially if you're going to go, like, you're going on a red eye, so you're going to try to sleep at least a little bit, too. What do you care? You're going to be asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to be able to breathe.
You'll be fine breathing. Yeah. You can breathe. You've worn a mask before.
I know, I have. Yeah. I have, but I haven't worn one in a long time, so I'm not in mask shape. You know what I'm saying? Right? By the way, I'm watching this Amazon pregame show on my computer, by the way, which means...
You knew how to do it.
Well, more importantly, I remembered my password.
Right.
And I'm looking at this pregame, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Big Wit, Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman.
And Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, L.O.P.
Yeah.
And then what's the girl's name who's... Cassandra.
No.
Casella.
No, Fox.
What's her
Carissa
name?
Carissa Thompson.
Yes.
Yes.
Sexy and good.
She's very talented.
Good.
Yeah.
Like
her. Why you gotta go with the sexy route?
Because that's
my first
thing.
Why can't she just
thing?
Be good and not be sexy?
Well, she's both.
Sure, but...
She could be good and not sexy, and she could be sexy and not good, but in her case, she's both.
Okay. You could have said good first.
Well, I found her sexy first and then good.
Okay. She's very talented.
I don't... Listen, whatever she is,
She was once a colleague here.
You here? Kind of sound like Ireland, Cap.
Not at ESPN LA, but at ESPN. She was on Sports Nation for a long time, after Michelle Beadle.
Well, she's good. Yeah, she's really good. Mm-hmm. Love her hair tonight. Like what she's wearing.
Yeah, she's cool. I don't know her super well, but I have some friends that do know her super well.
Yeah, I don't know her at all.
Yeah.
I don't know her one bit.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Yeah, I don't know her. Just don't know her.
So anywho, shout out to DarthNavarro111 on Twitter. He said, I thought the game was exclusive to Prime. Fox 11 is going to have it. Nice. I don't have Prime, so thanks, Sedano, for mentioning it. So what Amazon has done for the teams in the local markets, right, in this case, Los Angeles and Kansas City, for this season, you know, for now, they have decided that they will cut deals with local TV stations in each market where the teams are playing. So that way their local fans can still watch it, even if they don't have Amazon. And honestly, it's kind of smart, Cappy. You know why?
Tell me.
Because it's basically a... 3-hour commercial for Amazon.
Yeah.
Too.
And Darth Navarro, by the way, lives in Temecula.
Yeah.
So he's getting that, you know, Fox 11 down in Temecula. He's getting the LA channels down there. So he's psyched. He's happy about it.
Yeah. So you get it on Fox 11. By the way, you and I have worked at a lot of radio stations over the years.
Yeah.
How many radio stations have you worked with? There's only one TV that works in the talk studio.
Really? There's only one in here that's working?
It's just that works, that you can actually functionally change to different channels that you'd want to see.
So are you telling me that
this
all
one
these
behind
TVs,
me, the,
one, two, three...
These other three?
Yeah.
Are literally programmed to 4 or 5 channels.
Really?
It's like the Dodger channel, the Laker channel, Fox News, ABC7, and that's it. When I first came into these studios almost 7 years ago, you used to be able to... They were programmed to all the channels. Like they had like... They probably had like 15 or 20 channels like routed through into, you know, in-house. And you'd get Channel 2, Channel 4, which is NBC, CBS. You'd get Fox 11. You'd get ABC 7. You'd get ESPN. All the ESPNs. ESPN, ESPN 2, ESPN U, ESPN News. Okay? You get them all. Now, what do we got? Nothing. 4 channels in front of me. Now, you have at least the DirecTV TV, so you can actually watch the game. I got to break my neck like Chris did the other day to watch this damn game.
I got Fox 11 above you, and I got Amazon on my computer in front
Hold
of
on.
You.
Briones. Get Briones. I bet you Briones knows how to fix this. Come
he'll
here.
Know, he'll know how to fix it.
Yeah.
He'll know.
Briones, do you know how to wire the channels into these other TVs that's not the DirecTV channel?
He'll know. Come
the
on.
The DirecTV TV?
This kid, he can fix anything.
The thing is broken.
They're
broken.
It's broken. The remote we fix have it. Is broken. You can't fix it?
The remote feature is broken.
You, of all people, like, you can't
know
fix it.
When Braunstein was here, that stuff didn't break.
Bring him back.
Braunstein needs to come back. Well, I don't care how much the Rams are paying you. I will double your salary.
So
I don't have the authority to double your salary, but I am doubling your salary.
Do it. I'm watching this Fox 11 pregame show. Do you know this guy, Kyle Kraska, who's the pregame host? I mean, it's
on
a
Fox 11?
Yeah, do you know him?
I don't know.
You know anything of his story? You ever hear of his story?
I do not know.
Real quick story.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Oh.
This guy.
Because you didn't know Carissa and you were talking about her, so that's why I was curious.
And by the way, this guy, Kyle Kraska, sexy, and he's okay. You hear that,
you hear
Lindsay?
That, Lindsay? He's sexy, but okay.
I'm equal.
That's
I'm equal
great.
Opportunity,
good.
Right?
But he's only okay. He's not, right. Carissa is good.
Oh, Carissa's really good.
Yeah.
Kyle, he's aight, but sexy. AF. This guy, true story. This is an amazing story. This guy was a sportscaster down in San Diego for years.
Okay.
Okay. He hired a guy to come to his house and paint his house. Guy leaves his house one morning. Kyle walks out of his house. He sees the painter in his van is there, but he's not scheduled to work. The guy comes up to him and starts yelling at him, hey, where's my money? Where's my money? Kyle's like, dude, you didn't finish the job. George, I'm not exaggerating. Guy takes out a gun, shoots him 9 times.
No way.
I swear to God, man. Bang, bang, bang. Shoots him. Leaves him, right? An off-duty police officer hears, like, gunshots, right? from around the block. And the guy, the painter guy who shot him, takes off in his van. And the off-duty cop comes and finds Kyle. I'm not joking. Like, he is dying on the streets. Blood is pouring out of him, as you might imagine, right? Car is all shot up, and he's crawling. And this off-duty cop gets there, winds up calling the paramedics, obviously. They get there in time and get him to the hospital. And this guy's losing, I mean, an amazing amount of blood. Incredible story of survival and fighting for your life. And he was in really good physical condition. And that they said that that's kind of what kept him alive. But incredible story.
I mean, and you just called him aight.
Yeah, he's sexy.
Yeah.
And aight. You know?
Yeah. But I mean, I would say he's pretty damn impressive.
Well, just being here is damn impressive.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But he wears a thumb ring, and he has like da-na-na as his phone ringtone.
Yeah, but let me tell you
so
something.
So I give him a hard time about those things.
If you survive getting shot nine times, you can do whatever you
do
want.
Do whatever you want to do. Yeah, wear a thumb ring.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not going to criticize you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I got you. Anyway, that's an amazing story. It really is.
Lindsay is still trying to figure this out here for us.
How you doing, Lindsay? You going to be able to figure it out? Yeah. If anybody can fix it, Lindsay can fix it.
I mean, I put a lot of faith in Briones, and then he let us down.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Bergie said here in the podcast that you brought up.
Yeah, he knows how. He knows how to do everything. Bring him in here.
Knows how to do it all.
I thought he knows how to do everything. Where is he? Is he still in his office?
I think he's working on White Claw.
Is he being like a corporate time-stealing weasel somewhere?
Isn't that what that thing is called that he said he knows how to use? White Claws?
White Claws? No, those are drinks.
I flagged him down. He's
what,
coming
What
in.
Is the other thing you that he knows him? How to use?
He's going to say the same thing.
What does he know how to use? He said white something?
Yeah.
What is it called?
No, Wide Orbit.
Oh, Wide Orbit. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was White Claw.
Lindsay just fired it up right now. So anyway, Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, and I feel like, again, you've been Mr. Anti-Rams, but he says, quote, we have to make our own reputation known by winning games.
Okay, not anti-Rams, just so you know. Anti-Charger.
Anti-Charger, sorry. All this hype means nothing. We have to make our reputation by winning games.
Okay, so let me tell you about Austin Eckler.
Yeah, tell me about him.
So even as the number one Charger hater.
Do you know him as well as you know the guy on Fox 11?
Not as well, but
okay.
I know him.
Okay.
I love Austin Eckler.
Okay.
And again, I want the Chargers to lose,
but
I want Austin Eckler to succeed.
You want him to have big games.
Yeah.
Like a fantasy hero.
He's an amazing story, really.
Yeah. No, I know.
Because to play, and I can't even remember the name of the college he went to. It was like, Southern Northern Colorado. I mean, he comes from some tiny Division II college. Undrafted player. As a matter of fact, on Monday night when Seattle was playing against Denver, the guy that I don't know why Nathaniel Hackett is handing the ball to Melvin Gordon on the goal line, because Melvin Gordon has an entire career.
Western State, by the way.
There you go. Of fumbleitis. I mean, he got the worst disease of fumbleitis in the NFL, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine an undrafted free agent running back from where did he go to school?
Western State.
Yeah, from little teeny tiny Western State somewhere in Colorado. I don't even know what part of the state of Colorado it's in.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Go ahead.
An undrafted free agent takes the job from a guy who was a first round draft choice, a Heisman finalist, a superstar in the Big Ten, et cetera, et cetera. And the Chargers back then gave up on Melvin Gordon in favor of Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
The guy is an amazing story of, don't tell me I can't do it just because I play at some little Division II school in Colorado that nobody's ever heard of or seen a game. Seriously, I love the guy. I love the player. I just want the team that he plays for to lose. That's all.
Okay. Gunnison, Colorado is where Western State is.
Oh, really?
I'm going to tell you the nearest big city is Aspen.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And how far is that?
I don't know.
And you think they got a McDonald's in Gunnison, Colorado?
I had to zoom out a few times.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, on the map. So,
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it is kind of way out there. Yeah, so there you have it. But yeah, but he's right. If they win, they will. Thank you, Lindsay. Lindsay found me the Kansas City channel to be able to put on here.
Better than nothing.
It's great. It's better than nothing. I'm watching Kansas City News.
So now we have Fox 11 LA.
Yeah, and Kansas City News streaming on this thing.
And I got
Lindsay,
Amazon Prime.
Making things happen.
Right. She knows how to do it all. She's headed towards management.
Yeah. No, Bergman, we don't need you anymore. That's it. We're done. Lindsay made it work.
Lindsay knows how to do everything.
Lindsay knows how to do everything. Right. You say you know how to do everything. Lindsay knows how to do
everything.
You guys
are really making him mad. The look he just gave.
He just gave up, uncle?
Yeah.
Really?
He walked in. I was like, don't
get
worry.
Get on the microphone, please.
We got it. We got it under control. Come on in.
Get on the microphone. Uh-oh, it froze, Lindsay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It might froze a couple times, but don't worry. Once the game starts, it'll be fine. I can assure
Bergman,
you.
Get on the microphone, please.
You know, I just saw that Amazon Prime's coverage is being brought to you by Little Caesars. Maybe we should order a pizza.
I thought you just said you wanted to go to eat somewhere.
Well, I also wanted to try that burger,
too. So how many things do you want to eat?
Well, right now I want to try the burger that's okay. in the refrigerator.
I'm talking to Bergman on the other side, okay? Bergman, we need to talk to Bergman about this thing. This place needs to get spruced up, okay? Yeah. This feels like a Bergman song.
I loved this song back in the day. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Bergman, by the way, got things done.
Hey,
he knows how to do everything.
This is like your snake charmer way of doing things. So you have to get me pissed off and then I can go do stuff.
How in the hell are we in a studio? I'm surprised Mason Ireland hasn't complained about this before. Like, how are we in a studio and the TVs don't work other than this one?
Well, so the TVs work. It's just our net room. It's a whole bunch
basically,
of stuff.
Basically, there's only five channels. When I used
there's
to three. Work here in the morning.
Or three channels?
Three channels really? That we can
there's
change,
ABC,
yeah.
NBC, and CBS like back in the old days.
No, we can change. We can change three channels.
It's like Sportsnet LA, Spectrum Sportsnet, and like ABC 7. That's
John Chin likes to change it to CNN, so I have to always change the CNN one.
There was a Fox News in there one too I saw. Anyway, long story short, it's like there used to be, as I mentioned, 20 channels that you could watch on these non-direct TV controlled TVs, and I was like, how in the hell at this place can we not get it wired? So since Bergman knows everything, or he claims
everything.
Everything,
you know who you are? You're a giant hater. That's what you are.
Now, don't hate.
Now he got it done. So
Thank
he does
you.
Know everything.
Everything now. I can
I don't
change
know about
one channel.
But you got that
I can change
done.
One channel.
Okay.
So I've learned to do that. I had to call Lindsay and she had to tell me what channel I was on to get the channel to change.
Okay.
But it's changed.
All I'm saying is, can we watch the game?
It's right there.
Thank you. And there's UCLA highlights right now.
Yeah.
Why do you hate DDR?
DDR? I don't know who that
not
is.
Not DDR.
DTR?
DTR. Sorry.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Yeah. I don't hate Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I think
hands are too small.
They are very tiny little hands.
Really?
So like
his hand? Have you like...
No, I have not.
Have you
but
up to
there,
him, like,
there are times...
Compared?
Look, you can see there'll be times where he'll be dropping back to pass.
Yeah.
And the ball goes out the back door.
And it just drops out of his hands. Because his hand's too small, he can't hold on to the ball.
Come on.
Too often.
I mean,
it happens way too often.
The reason they kept him around for 6 years.
Yeah, well, why is he not in the pros then if he's been such a great star?
Well, he's a good college player.
Hi.
Waving to
Bye.
The
Bye,
marketing
Justin.
Consultants.
Yeah.
So, I didn't call them salespeople. People should be happy about that.
You did MCs.
They're no longer SPs.
Yeah.
Salespeople.
Right.
Yeah. Or AEs.
They're
account
MCs.
Executives.
It was AEs, yeah. Now it's MCs.
Like MC Light, mm-hmm. MC Hammer.
Oh, I like MC Light.
Yeah.
MC Burke. That's why there's one of them back there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. MC Burke. I've been working with MC Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting down
he's your
kind of
kid.
Guy. Yeah, I like him. I didn't like the fact that he hit a home run off me in the softball game.
Yeah.
But I like him.
Is he taller than you?
Oh, yeah.
He's like
6'5". Tight end.
Guy's like 6'5".
In college. Like, Cappy was a kicker.
Yeah,
I feel like you just project tall. Are you
really?
Not tall?
No, not really. Not really.
No,
but I'm going to get some platform shoes.
That kid's like 6'4".
No, he's very tall. He's very, very tall.
There's Janice. Janice gets stuff done around here.
Yes, Janice does.
And now you get stuff done around here. It's about time.
Of course. I know every once in a while.
Guy knows how to do everything.
I was very disappointed in Briones.
Why?
He just accepted that things were broken.
Yeah. And then I said, let's double Bronstein's salary and bring him back.
You can.
Are you
going to pay for the other half?
I was just saying, I can't. I can't authorize
okay, well,
that,
then I
but
don't,
I'll
I
offer
think
it
can
anyway.
Do that. But that would be great if he did come back.
You know?
That'd be less for me to have to worry about.
I mean, jeez.
Jeez Louise.
None of this stuff used to break
bleepery.
Around here.
It is bleepery. It is. It's true.
Why is UCLA? Why are you so down on UCLA?
I'm not down on UCLA. I actually think they're going to have a good year this year.
Well,
but
yeah, you guys were talking about the thing that they put on Twitter that they took down because Chip Kelly was all bent out of shape about the transfers, that they had the most starters as transfers from the transfer portal.
Right.
They've also lost a lot of guys on the transfer portal.
Yeah, they lost a few of them. I mean, none of them are all that. They lost one. There was It was a defensive end that went to Miami or was
like
it Jalen Phillips,
they've
defensive end or linebacker.
Well, there's three guys that have gone to Miami. Jalen Phillips was a first-round pick.
Right.
And then they got two more, Caleb Johnson, a middle linebacker, and Mitchell Agudé was a defensive
end. Mitchell Agudé was a huge loss. That was a bad one. I forgot about that one.
So, I mean, you got all these transfers because you're losing guys.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem to call you transfer you then either, but what does it matter? Zach Charbonnet, who's the best running back that they have by far and was a great running back last year, came from Michigan. Jake Bobo.
Beto Duran just texted me and he says, Brion is brown on brown hate. Loyal to Ireland. Didn't want to help you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows what show he's on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Brion's a good dude.
He also learned the hard way, I think, that if he helps us,
yes,
it's not going to go over well with those guys. You know, especially the way you ripped them that time and said that they're terrible interviewers.
Yeah, well.
You did say that one time.
Yeah, I'm not going back to that.
Yeah.
That happened in the past.
Although Ireland was very good today during Crosstalk.
No, well, yeah, because he knew. He listened to you guys yesterday. You guys both ripping on him.
He is a party pooper. He didn't get to that part of the equation when we called him a party pooper with the whole Dodgers celebration thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you. Thank you for being, because it doesn't make sense. We need to be celebrating more things in life just in general. So if you win something after 162 games, they did it earlier, then they should be celebrating. Who cares?
Yeah, like generally people are, I mean, especially coming out of the last 2+ years, people are kind of like, they're looking for things to celebrate.
Right.
You know? Like, I don't want to be miserable. I want to be happy.
Right.
And I want to see people win. I want to see people succeed. And then when they do those things, I want to see them celebrate their successes. And look at those guys throwing champagne around and beer around, wearing goggles and having a good time.
Yeah, that's all a good thing. Like, Tyler Anderson he's 32 years old. He's a journeyman. He's been on a bunch of terrible teams like the Rockies, and I think there was something up in, like, Minnesota or something like that. But either way, wherever he was, they weren't good teams. He's never gotten to do this, and now he's doing that. Trace Thompson never got to do this because he was injured the last time that it happened. So, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of guys on this team that have never been a part of that, so they should be allowed to celebrate something that they've never been a part of. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, dude. It's a marathon, man. Like, just enjoy it. It's not, you know, like, honestly, you should celebrate. I'm with you. Every time they win the next round, celebrate.
Yep.
You win, you know, the next round after that, celebrate. Celebrate as much as you can because nothing is a given at that point.
Celebrate. Celebrate. I mean, come on.
It's holiday.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but I hadn't gotten there. Yeah. Holiday.
Yeah.
It could be
so nice.
Right. If you took some time away. Some time to celebrate.
Come celebrate. On, let's celebrate
some things out of life.
Just Sunday out of life.
It could be.
It could be.
It could be so nice. See? See?
Yeah.
Hey,
remember when your host probably used to sing like 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It would have been a while ago.
You got UCLA or you got South Alabama this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, John's not going to listen to the PTI podcast anymore because he knows we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, South Alabama this weekend should be a nice little beatdown. What's going
when
on?
When do you guys play like FBS opponent?
The following week at Colorado.
No. South Alabama, I think, is an FBS opponent.
Are they?
I believe so.
Are they like in like some small conference?
Yes.
That I'm not aware of.
Where are they? If they're in the Sun Belt, look out, pal.
Oh
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, you
don't want to be a part of them.
Seriously, you don't want any part of Marshall, Georgia Southern, or Appalachian State.
Yeah, I believe it's Appalachian.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Colorado, that's also barely an FCS team these
years. Yeah, no, they're terrible.
Washington is like, meh. Utah, and you got them at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, which is nice.
Right, the week before USC.
Right, so USC going to
that
Utah.
That could be a look-ahead game.
That very well could be.
Could be a Utah look-ahead game.
UCLA shocking the world.
I want to see what the number is on that game. When Fat Jack is on tomorrow, we're going to ask him a little prediction for October 8th.
We are 20 minutes away from kickoff. I am so excited about this game tonight. I love great games. I love great games, you know? And this is a great division matchup in only week two.
Now, do we, like, celebrate...
Celebrate.
The Chargers Holiday. Scoring for your misery, or do we celebrate the Chiefs... the Chiefs scoring for your, you know, your sanity?
You celebrate the Chargers scoring. Because that for you, I know you want to rub it
I
in.
I like Justin Herbert.
Yeah, so who doesn't like Justin Herbert?
I just feel like the rest of his teammates and his organization needs to step up and not to make him... you know, we can talk about that on the other side, actually.
Let's
break on time for a joke.
By the way, South Alabama is a Sun Belt team.
Oh, really? You're in trouble this weekend, dog.
No way.
Yeah, yep, they are. They're part of the Sun Belt. Yeah.
Dude, if South Alabama beats UCLA,
then the Sun Belt needs a place in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. Or the Sun Belt should like replace or like combine with the Pac-12 as USC and UCLA are leaving.
Yeah. Pac-12 needs stuff.
Especially since geography doesn't matter anymore. So, I mean, there's that.
It really does.
Can I get the Pac-12 network on DirecTV, please?
Good luck.
I mean, seriously. They're on AT&T UVerse. Aren't they owned by the same company?
Did you see Andrew Marchand said that they're hundreds of millions of dollars away from the ESPN deal?
I did see that.
Ridiculous.
I might have known that, actually.
Stupid.
Before Andrew Marchand.
Think. Oh.
I might
a little better.
I might have known, is all I'm saying.